my name is Armando, and this is my first podcast for Blind Cool Tech. This podcast will focus on whether or not anybody is able to use Facebook who is blind and uses a screen reader. By the end of this podcast, I hope to have demonstrated to you guys how easy it is for someone who uses a screen reader to use Facebook. There have been many questions on the list that I'm subscribed to as to whether or not Facebook is accessible for people who use screen readers such as JAWS and or Window Eyes. Personally, I found no problem with using Facebook. In fact, I've used Facebook for almost 5 months and have no problems in chatting with people and or navigating the website for Facebook. There are three different versions of Facebook. There's the regular Facebook, which is www.facebook.com. There is Facebook Lite, which is lite.facebook.com. And there's the mobile version of Facebook, which is m.facebook.com. The regular Facebook has a bunch of add-ons and games and stuff, which in turn hinders somewhat the screen reader to give you the links you would want to access, such as the chatting link, the inbox link for any messages you receive from people who've added you or who are your friends, the notifications link, which notifies you who sent you a message or who commented on your status or other items of interest, and also your profile, so you can edit your information and whatnot. So for the sake of this podcast, I am going to demonstrate how I use Facebook with JAWS and how I was able to successfully program my Facebook profile so that when I go to www.facebook.com and enter my username, which is your email address and or password, it would automatically take me to Facebook Lite, so I don't have to mess with all the junk and whatnot that is presented in the Facebook website. Now, the Facebook Mobile is basically for people who use cell phones and any other PDA devices. This allows the person to update their status, post on people's walls, send and or receive any messages that people write to one another, and any other notifications that are pertinent that a user wishes to use. For this sake, you could log on two ways, but I've chose to also log in with my email address and password. You could also enter your mobile number, and you could also log in that way as well. So, without any further ado, I would like to demonstrate how I log on to Facebook. And mind you that Facebook is free, so anybody can create a profile. Back then, when I created my profile, I had someone cited help me create it because at the time, I was using JAWS 7.0. And I didn't know whether or not Facebook was, at the time, accessible with JAWS. But now that I'm using JAWS 10, I am able to navigate Facebook. So, sorry for the monologue talk and everything. I'm kind of nervous for my podcast. So, without any further ado, here we go.
Desktop folder view is new. Go away. 11 o'clock.
And mind you, I don't have a pretty good microphone, so I am going to do my best and explain what JAWS is saying, and I will also slow down the speech a little bit so we can understand what JAWS is saying.
I, Internet Explorer. I, enter, Windows Internet Explorer.
And I have logged on to my homepage, which is the Google, and without ado, we will go to lite.facebook.com.
Slower, 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 slower. Control O, open dialog. Type the internet address of a document or folder and Internet Explorer will open it for you. Open, edit combo.
Zero items.
Light, period. Facebook. Com, enter.
78%, 100%, table, column 2, row 1.
Email edit.
And as you heard Josh just said, email edit. This tells me that I need to enter my email address so that I am able to access Facebook. That's one of the two pieces of information you need to log into. You would need to enter to in order to log into your Facebook.
Password, password edit.
And password, of course, you're typing your password. Which right now we're just going to tab, and when we're ready to actually log in, I will also give you guys an insight how I do it.
Keep me logged in checkbox not checked.
Now, this is in case you have your own computer. You can automatically have it log in every time you type in that address. But since I'm only down one computer and everybody in my family uses my laptop, I prefer to leave this unchecked so that they don't have access to my Facebook in case they accidentally run into it for whatever reason.
Login button.
And there's a login button.
Out of table.
English US link.
English, which is the language. There's different languages for Facebook that people use, such as Spanish, English, Australian, just so many other languages, Norwegian, whatnot.
Espanol link.
You just heard Spanish.
Portuguese Brazil link.
Portuguese Brazilian.
Francais France link. Deutsch link. Italiano link. 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 Link.
Ooh.
Link. Link. Italiano link.
Now I'm going to use my arrow keys because for some reason Josh keeps saying link, link, link. So let's see what it says.
Link. 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 Length. Link terms.
Terms and conditions, which, by the way, those for some reason Josh won't read me those links, but that's okay.
Link privacy. Copyright 2010. Copyright 2010.
And you heard the copyright.
Privacy link. Toolbar. Privacy link. Facebook account link.
Table. Column 2. Row 1. Out of table.
Facebook account
Facebook
link.
Account.
You must have a Lang heading level 3 preview Facebook Lite. Lang, Facebook Lite makes it easy to share your life with your friends and family. Lang, heading level 3 preview Facebook Lite. Lang, you must have a link Facebook account to try the public preview of Facebook Lite. Lang.
Which, it's basically saying that you must have a Facebook account in order to try Facebook Lite, which I already do because I already created my profile, but creating your Facebook account is very simple. Probably the only thing you're going to run into is the CAPTCHA. Unless you have someone sighted around you, or you have programs like the WebVism with Firefox and or Celona CAPTCHA for Internet Explorer purposes, you pretty much are going to need sighted assistance to be able to create your profile. Or your Facebook account, rather, sorry.
Table with two columns and four rows. Email. Land.
So now I'm going to enter my email address, and I'm going to enter my password. And then we're going to log in, and I will give you guys a tour of Facebook Lite before we get into the chat session.
Fast email edit. Armando at global period. Net password. Star star star. Enter.
2%.
And as you can see, we are logging 7%. In. Let's hope. Yep. And that tells me something good.
3%. 8%.
Sorry, excuse me. Got a slight bit of a cold, so I had to clear my throat.
100%.
Facebook home visited link. Facebook.
So now we're into the Facebook Lite, but it says Facebook home, which it's the same thing. It's just a stripped down version of the regular Facebook, which has no ads or anything. So we're going to tab, and hopefully Jaws will behave and read to us what it says.
Facebook home. Facebook visited link. Facebook visited link. Profile visited link.
Profile. Of course, I visited these links because I edited my profile at one point in time or another when I changed it to where I could automatically have it log into Facebook Lite when I go to the regular Facebook website. There's an option. I don't recall where in the profile, but hopefully in the next podcast or so, I will cover how you can have it do that if this podcast turns out well and people ask me to create another podcast.
Events link.
Events. Events means that, let's say, one of your friends has a party going on, and she knows you have a Facebook account, and what it is basically it notifies everybody in Facebook that she has on her side, which includes you as her friends, to say, hey, come to my house. We're going to have a beer beer cake stand party, or we're going to have a Thanksgiving party, or whatever the case may be. And basically, it's like an invitation. That's where all your invitations are posted on that particular event.
Chat bullet visited link.
Now, the chat is what I was talking about, that I used to chat with a lot of people. So, if you have a lot of friends or whatnot, usually it's a way to communicate with them. But they must be online as well.
Inbox link.
Now, the inbox is what I was talking about. So, if someone sent you a message, a private message, it shows up on your inbox. It basically says inbox and then the number of messages you have, like inbox 1 or inbox 3 or whatever the case may be, however many messages you got.
Edit.
Now it gives me an edit. This is the edit field in which you can update your status, I believe. Let me just check.
Edit. Link inbox. Land. Edit. Search button.
Oh no, this is a search up box. Now why would they have a search? I don't know. Basically, in case you want to search for, like, a sports event or something along the lines of there.
Land.
I've never used the search feature, so I wouldn't know why they would have it.
Link logout.
Logout just basically says, explains itself. So you can log out of the Facebook, and if you're on a shared computer, such as at a school or your friend's computer, and you have access to JAWS or Window Eyes or whatever screen you're using to do so.
Link settings.
Now the settings, that's basically part of your profile, in case that basically is like your language, it's just basically your language and other settings of how people can find you. That's also on your profile as well.
Land, heading level 4, people you may know.
And then here's the heading that says people you may know. Basically, if they know you, they can add you on their Facebook as well. Or you could add them to their your Facebook account as well.
List of 3 items, link times, link graphic, mark niche.
Like in my case, some of those are people I went to school with, others I know from friends of friends, just things in general.
Link times, link graphic, Alma Dixon, Alma Dick, link times. Link graphic, list end. Link graphic, Ubaldo, Alvarado, Ubaldo, list end. Blank, heading level 4, link create an ad.
Create an ad, that's just for advertising purposes. I don't even bother with that one.
Heading level 3, link what makes people tick?
It's basically a tip of the day, Facebook, that I don't even bother with.
Blank, link earn a bachelor's degree in psychology online from Kaplan University, an accredited university. Study around your schedule, learn more.
Another ad, of course.
Blank, heading level 1, all stories dot.
All stories, these are basically people's statuses that they wrote to each other, or to me, or I've written to them as well.
Heading level 1, link view top stories. Blank, link right. Link post photos, link right.
Right means you pretty much write and update your status. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and enter, and I'm going to type in, I am doing a podcast on Blind Cool Tech, or something along those lines. I don't know exactly what I'm going to type, but just so that others can see, hey, he's doing something creative, so. If I'm gonna drop the mic for a minute, and you will hear JAWS.
Enter.
You will hear JAWS say "edit," and you're gonna hear me type whatever I'm gonna type the status, and JAWS is gonna voice it out.
Is doing a podcast for those who are blind and /ANW want to know if Facebook is user friendly. With screen readers, exclaim, is doing a podcast for those who are blind and want to know if Facebook is user friendly with screen readers.
So as you can tell, that's my status.
Land, right button.
And once I hit the right button, others are going to see what I've written. And later on, I'll probably get comments like, hey, that's cool. Or what are you talking about? Or, you know, just different comments of that sort. So I'm going to enter on the right button.
Enter, edit.
Contain text.
And pretty much my status has been updated. Oops, excuse me.
Land, heading level 1, link view top story. Land, link right, link post, land, list of 1 items. Land, link post video.
Post photos and post videos pretty much allows you to upload pictures and videos as well.
Land, list of 1 item, today is link Alice Umstead Alvarado, S birthday.
So now, it just notified me that today is a friend of mine's birthday, which you guys heard the person's name, so. That's another way people pretty much say, oh, my name is Mark Jones, and my birthday is May 4th, 2001, or whatever the case may be. Just hypothetical, but of course, I don't think there's a Mark Jones was born in 2001 and uses Facebook. Although I could be wrong. So we will see what happens now.
Land, list end, list of 7, link graphics, when link Sean Denver.
Okay, now this is a friend of mine's status.
Link 6 minutes ago. Land, I just drank a Rockstar and now I feel 100% human again, AP.
Basically, a friend of mine drank a Rockstar and he feels 100% human, so.
Land, link comment, dot, link like, land, link graphics, when link Sean Denver, link 11 minutes ago, land, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it, Charles Swindoll.
And people also put quotes as their status, just like, just as you heard from Charles Swindoll, that particular quote.
Land, link comment, dot, link like, land, link Heidi Dillon, likes this.
And now, when it says, Heidi Dillon likes this, or whoever the case may be, that basically means that people just like their status, and they're either laughing, or they just want to be nice and say that they like their status, or whatever the case may be.
Land, land, comment button.
Now, that little beep he heard, that basically told me I could write a comment about his status, but I choose not to, so, just for the sake of this podcast.
Land, link graphics, link Debbie Smith. Link 33 minutes ago. Land, ugh, Sarah Palin to be on Fox News, big surprise there, not.
Now, it's just another friend of mine who pretty much doesn't care for Sarah Palin. So, that pretty much gives you the whole tour of the homepage of Facebook Lite. So, I'm going to bring up my list of links, and I'm going to bring up the Facebook chat and show you guys exactly how I chat. And let's hope that someone is online for the sake of this podcast, and you guys can see how I do it.
Control F7. Links list. C. Comment. C. Candace Westland. Home. Facebook. C. Chat bullet. Enter.
No browser window.
About I had to hit the home file or the home key just so it could bring me back to the top of the page, and I could hit the letter C by using insert of 7. Brings me the list of links, and it gave me the chat link, so it opened up a new browser window. So I'm going to tab now and
Facebook chat. Facebook.
Facebook chat. It just told me the title of where we're at. So I'm going to use my down arrow keys, and let's see who's online.
Land, Facebook, 1:57 p.m. on mouse over, Dave is offline, on mouse over.
Okay, it's basically a friend of mine, he's offline, so.
Land, edit, link off, link Alice Umstead Albert, link Andrew Settlemyer.
So there's one, two.
Land, edit, link Alice Umstead Albert.
So let's talk to a friend of mine, maybe, let's see if she responds to me for the sake of this purposes. I'm gonna
enter.
Basically
Andrew Zettel.
Type something, say, hey, what's up, whatever. You guys will hear what I'm gonna type, and hopefully she responds. That way you guys are able to hear how the podcast, or how Facebook, rather, sounds like.
Link at land, link options, link friend edit. Hey, Alice, cop space. Was. Oh, quit, space. Happy. Birthday, exclaim, space. I'm. Doing. A. Podcast. On. How. What. Use. D. C. A. F. Face. With. A. Screen. Reading. Program, comma, space. You. Co. K. No. What. A. Podcast. Is question. People use Facebook with a screen reading program. Do you know what a podcast is? Land. A podcast is? Enter. Land. Clear chat history. Click of heading level 5, 1:59 p.m.
So now you heard it said clear chat history clickable. That basically allows me, if I wanted to clear all the chats I've done with this particular person, I am able to clear it, and it's going to bring me back to the open edit field. Unless, of course, as you heard earlier, it said so-and-so is offline. So now let's see if she responds with the Facebook comment that I sent her, or greeting, rather, that I sent her. And knowing her, she probably will respond. So, but when someone responds back to you, you will know by the way of a pop sound. And that pop sound means that someone has responded to your message, or someone else has sent you a message. I only have two people online, so I'm not able to demonstrate how you are able to find out if someone else sent you a message. But if you down arrow to, let's see, let's down arrow.
Land, hey, out, land, link option, land, link Melissa Nichols, land, link Andrew said, link out, land, link Alice Umstead Albert.
So now it says Melissa Nichols, which is a friend of mine, is online. And then the other two are basically either away or away, basically, or pretty much unavailable when you hear that sudden pause, and then it brings you back to the list of people.
Link Andrew Settlemyer. Land. Edit. Land. Link presence pop out. Land. Lisa Langley clickable.
So now it's, this person's offline.
Land. Link. Land. Jessica Kent clickable. Land. Link. Land. Ashley Romo clickable. Land.
Now before someone's person's name, it'll say like one or two, and then
Ashley Romo clickable.
The name of the person. That's how you know if somebody sent you a message when they're online as well.
Land. Link. Land. Jet. Land. Link. Land. Lisa. Edit. Link. Out. Land. Link. Melissa. Link. Group. Or KO. Land.
Ooh. See, another people came online. So if you. You constantly gotta do your insert escape to refresh your page to see if other people have come online. So let's see if one of my two buddies are online will respond to me.
Link group or KO. Link Melissa Nichols. Enter. 1/5. Land. 2:01 PM on mouse over Melissa. Land. Edit. Hello. Melissa. Cop space. You quest space. I'm doing a podcast. How? Use Facebook with reading software, period. Enter.
So now let's see if she responds. But as I said before, if they don't respond, that's okay. At least you guys got the idea, hopefully, of when someone receives you a message, you hear like a, some sort of a pop. But it's usually like a faint pop, like, I can't imitate it, but it goes pop. I'm not well of an imitating person. Hopefully Jaws will pick it up through the mixer, and you guys will hear how it's done. Sorry, if you hear some background noise, that's a smoke detector telling me that replace my battery. Well, looks like they're not going to respond to me, but that's okay. I hope you guys got the idea of how one is able to utilize Facebook, and I also hope that, oh, see, there's that pop I was telling you about. So let's see what she says.
Land, 2:02 PM on mouse over, Melissa is online. Land, heading level 5202. Land, hello Melissa, how are you? I'm doing a podcast on how blind people use Facebook with screen reading software. On mouse over, heading level 5 on mouse
That's
over.
That's what I wrote to her, so land. Let's see what she says.
Heading, land, hello Armando, I'm good, working and busy but good on mouse over. Land.
She's working and busy but good, basically commenting on the fact that I'm doing a podcast for you guys.
Edit, link friends, edit. Oh, have fun. Work R O W space D space working, and we will chat later. Enter.
And so we have it. She's working, so that pretty much sums up how someone is able to use Facebook as a podcast or Facebook. So if you have any questions, my email address is Armando, ArmandO, _, M as in mom, Al, D as in dog, On as in Nancy, Ado. And let's see what she says.
Land. Heading level 520. Land. Okay, have fun working and we with land. Heading left, heading land. Graphic on mouse over. Have a good one on mouse over.
And she basically told me have a good one, and she probably sent me one of those smiley faces. Which Jaws recognizes it as a graphic. So that sums it up for our Facebook podcast for today. If you guys have any questions, my email address is armando@sbcglobal.net. That is armando@sbcglobal.net. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I look forward to doing another podcast on Facebook pretty soon, or any other interesting technology.